Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Gregory Melville and Susan Fox and Kathleen Bromage.
Faith here with your welcome toast. We actually don't know who said this, but here it is. Without wine, we eat. With wine, we dine.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
It's great to have you joining the party on the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze, inviting you to eat, drink, and be merry with us. What a show we have for you this time, our special edition. And you're going to hear shortly, because it's fundraising time, a whole list of food magazines, and there are many that we all love. Their publishers have agreed to send you subscriptions for a year as a thank you gift for supporting this show and everything you hear on Connecticut Public Radio. So we're pretty excited and grateful. And here's what's coming up on this fall celebration edition. How to make super moist salmon in a healthful way. The trick to serving a dessert that is so satisfying you don't even need seconds. How do you make also those crispy roasted fall vegetables? It is so easy. We'll tell you how to do it. The gang is all here in our studios and kitchens at the Big G Gateway Community College in downtown New Haven. Senior contributors Chris Prosperi, Mark Raymond, Alex Province sitting right across from me, not in Phoenix, and senior producer Robin Doyen Aiken on the show. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Alex, go to it, because what? We decided we're going to celebrate on this show. See, opening up a bottle of sparkling wine that is made in the in the Champenoise method. Okay, so let's start, Chris, talking about how to do super moist salmon. Now, some people will say, oh, it's got to go in the oven. Other people will say it's got to be roasted on top of the pan.
When I want it really moist, I don't mess around. I poach it on the stovetop. I take a little saute pan. I put my fish in there first, and then I just cover it with water. And then I like just under the water. And then I like hitting it with a little acid. So it could be lemon juice. It could be a splash of vinegar. It even could be white wine. And then spices. And that can be whatever you like. If you want to put a little curry powder in there, if you want to put a bay leaf in there, that adds your flavor. A little bit of salt. And then just bring it up slowly to where it's just starting to simmer. Little bubbles. And then I turn it off. And I'll just leave it in there for just a minute. And when you take it out, it's still pink in the middle. If you like it that way, like I do.
Yeah.
And it's moist, it's warm. This time of year, it's like a big hug.
I love it.
Oh, that is good.
I love it.
Hey, cheers, everybody.
Cheers,
Robin. We're going to get to this sparkler, and just we're having sips now just to celebrate the show. That's great. We're going to tell you about it, how to get it. Does anybody else do their salmon a different way before we move on?
I had a neat idea. You know, I love to use the grill, the outdoor grill. So you can use gas or a charcoal grill. And then I take the salmon. I make an aluminum foil pouch. I'll put thin slices of lemon in there, maybe a little bit of dill, a little bit of salt, pepper.
Sure.
Your spices are your choice. Yep. And then I wrap it up and then put it on top of that hot grill. 12, 15 minutes tops.
You mean for a big fillet?
I usually do it in portions, so everybody has their own portion. So when we take the aluminum,
it takes that long, 12 minutes?
Yeah. Inside 15. Down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I the only person who loves it overcooked, flaking and charred? And
you know, that's interesting you say that, because I do like it kind of rarish, velvety in the center, but with a little bit of the crispiness on the outside.
Yeah, a little crunchy on the outside.
I feel like I haven't quite got that down yet.
What Alex is talking about, I like when I'm doing like a salad. So the next day, if I'm going to eat it cold, chop it up a little bit, then I like it cooked all the way. And you just mix a little mayonnaise or sour cream in and make a salad out of it.
Mm. Okay, let's switch over to this topic, because we're getting into these fall vegetables. And they can be so amazing. If you pick them out individually, some people will say, oh, I like turnips, or I like this, or I like that. but that roast of a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Where
oh,
they,
yeah.
I want us to talk about Heaven. And to teach how to make them crispy on the outside by roasting them in the oven and kind of soft and creamy on the inside. It's just like roasted potatoes, except
like
it's fall vegetables.
Oh, caramelized.
And the caramelized
yeah.
brings
sweetness.
Out the flavor. And, right, Alex, yeah. sweetness. How does everybody do it?
Hot oven, toss it in olive oil,
what
salt.
Are we talking about? Barbara Kafka, the late Barbara Kafka, would say 500-degree oven.
If your oven goes higher, do higher.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But other people like Jacques Pepin would say don't go over 450.
It's like Spinal Tap. It's 11 mm-hmm. on the volume
anyway,
dial.
So
I'm usually right around 400. And I love
what
to
do
use
you do?
Like – well, I have this – it's a Pampered Chef stoneware. I love to do fennel this time of year. I love roasted fennel. And then chop everything up. Put into the bowl.
All the same size, right?
Yes. All the same yeah. size. Put some olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe a little smoked paprika.
Sure.
Place it on that mm-hmm. stoneware and put it in the oven. And, oh, man, everything comes out crispy on the edges and tender on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't have that particular dish, so this is so anybody can do it. Any just kind of a roasting pan?
Yeah,
so
but crank it. You do need a thicker sheet pan. Cut them nice big pieces, too. That's the other thing. If it's too small, so you don't want this to be like half inch. You want these to be like 3/4 inch pieces. So you get that stuff inside, like you were saying, that's nice and soft and squishy and nice and crispy on the outside. I crank my oven like Barbara. I love her all the way up to 500. And this is what I was saying. You need a thicker sheet pan because putting a thinner, like, cookie sheet in the oven, they'll twist, they'll warp a little, and they can't take that
heat. Or you
could
just put them in a roasting pan.
Roasting pan works the best.
Okay.
Nice thick bottom roasting pan.
So what do you do? You just put it
center
of
the
oven.
Center of the oven. And this is key, too. Go for about, I'm going to say, 8 minutes, 7-8 minutes. And then you want to get in there, open the door, and you want to really mix them around. At this high heat method, it's not something you can just leave in the oven and walk away. And I think that's why Jacques says 400. It gives you that safety. When you do it 500, you get a great caramelization. But you have to kind of babysit them a little bit. So 8 minutes, pull them out, stir them up, put them back. 8 minutes, pull them out, stir them up, put them back. And then by your third time, this is when we start nibbling on them and seeing, you know, oh, they're getting crispy because they're getting nice and caramelized and they're getting soft and
you don't want to dehydrate them.
No, you don't want to dehydrate them. You want a nice hard sear on the outside. You keep them going just until they get that softness on the inside, just till they start. And then you pull them out, let them rest like you do anything. And that's when I hit them with balsamic, just a touch.
Any cinnamon?
Oh, at the end.
Again, spices is whatever you want. But I love hitting them with a little balsamic at the end.
You know the Middle Eastern spice, za'atar?
Oh, yeah, that's your go-to.
I love that on just so many things. You could do anything
could
or
them,
no spice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking chicken fat instead of olive oil. You know when you do a roast chicken, I always put my vegetables play so they suck up all that.
Tough
Barbara,
fat.
Yeah, Barbara had that one where she did chicken broth on the potatoes. That would work,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
You could put chicken broth
we're gonna have
in
that,
with the
We're
going to
have
veggies.
That online again. Yeah. As Thanksgiving comes
best
along, because
on Earth.
Those are the best potatoes ever. Ever. Okay. You're going to see that as we get Thanksgiving stuff done. Chris, your tip was so valuable, not to cut it too small, not a half inch, but more 3/4 of an inch, even 1 inch, and to cut all the root vegetables the same size. And just keep turning and turning. And there are no root vegetables that don't go with other root vegetables, correct?
No, but cook them separately. What we always find is that depending on your vegetable, they can take longer or shorter.
That would take me 2 days if I'm cooking them.
No, if you had, no, because think 8-8-8. We start out with one vegetable. We do carrots. So we chop up our carrots. Boom, they go in the oven. In between those 8-minute intervals, I'm cutting my next vegetable.
See, this is what I was trying to get away from, this very thing, because I'm not running a restaurant. I just want to do some roasted fall vegetables, as I think many people do. So
I do put them all on the same
thing. Do you?
You
yeah,
do.
But again, it's a smaller batch, but you do have the variation in texture. But that's kind of interesting sometimes, too, you know?
But what's the one that takes the longest?
Turnips take a long time.
So maybe cut them smaller?
Yeah, cut them. Yep, there's another one. Yeah,
there
see?
You go.
We needed Alex back.
Okay.
Yes, cut them smaller, and then they'll cook at even time. So things that take longer, like the harder ones, like the turnips, the rutabagas, the beets, cut them smaller. And then the softer ones, like the pumpkins and the butternut squash and those, cut them bigger, and then they'll all finish at the same time.
There you go. Very
high five.
High five. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
We're going to tell you what our thank you gift is as we are coming up to our break. Not quite there yet. And it is subscriptions to all of these food magazines. And I've been having so much fun preparing for the show because, you know, we got copies of all the kinds of magazines that you're going to be offered. It's kind of mind-blowing. Thanks to these publishers supporting public radio, supporting this show, what you hear and love on Connecticut Public Radio. It's a thank you gift. It's free to you in exchange for your membership, keeping us on the air, keeping this programming going, keeping the whole thing non-commercial. You know how it is. Okay. You know the zoodles made from zucchini or butternut squash? You can now even buy them done if you don't have one of those.
Zoodle maker?
Like tubes of zucchini?
No, spiralizers. Noodle. You don't have a spiralizer. Yeah. And I happen to have one because I love this way of doing vegetables. It got famous because they said, oh, it's just like pasta.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly like pasta, but in a way it is.
It's fun
to eat.
But
the best thing about it is I just put a healthy amount of olive oil in the pan and throw in this whole pile of these butternut squash noodles that the store has already prepackaged for me.
That's a good idea.
Sometimes I'll put a spice, sometimes not. I just let them sit there on medium until I see that they're starting to get kind of brown. And spatula goes under them. I start getting the crispy bits and flipping over parts of them. Then I'm doing it.
Potato hash.
It's exactly like shoestring potatoes.
Wow.
And when you have butternut squash noodles like that, it's not about, is this exactly like a spaghetti strand?
It's just yummy as it is.
It's just fantastic, you know, because it has that crunchy potato stick thing going on.
Last time I was in the supermarket, I was amazed at the section of the pre-made zoodles. I mean,
it's
anything
incredible.
You could possibly want, you're going to find there already spiralized for you.
It's so fantastic.
Carrot, zucchini, butternut.
They are really fun to work with, but let them get crispy. And coming up, I wanted to talk about how to make a salad that tastes delicious without drowning it in olive oil or prepackaged dressing. How do you do that without it tasting skimpy? You know, are there tricks? What would you all do to do that? That's coming your way. Also, this sparkling wine that's made in the Champagne method and is a bargain at $17 a bottle. This is my By the Case sparkler. As promised in this break, we have an array of food magazines for you to choose that will come to you, a one-year subscription, for free. It's our thank you gift to you, Robin Doyen Aiken.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call to support the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and all of the local programming you hear on Connecticut Public Radio. You can also go to our website, foodschmooze.org, and click on the red donate button on the right-hand corner of our homepage. For your gift of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, you can pick from the following magazines: Food and Wine. That's a favorite of ours. Eating Well, Cooking Light, Rachel Ray Every Day. You know, if you and Rach are like BFFs, if you love her burger of the month, this is your perfect opportunity to get a subscription to her magazine. Or maybe you're just going to renew the subscription you already have. You can do that, too, for your gift of $6 a month to Connecticut Public Radio or a one-time gift of $72.
Now, here's a few, because this is both lifestyle and food, and they overlap, and they all, the lifestyle ones, have food in them. But here's more on the list. A favorite of mine, Travel and Leisure. Talk about armchair travel. I have the best time and the tips and everything. I have the best time going through that magazine. Southern Living. I don't know why, but I'm kind of obsessed with everything in Southern Living. Alex,
me
too. Yeah, I know. Then there's Better Homes and Gardens. There's Diabetic Living. So many people now have pre-diabetes or full-on diabetes. And so eating in a more healthful way is so important. And here are recipes, because you want recipes where you're not dutifully eating. It's got to taste good. So as Robin said, $6 a month, and you get to pick out one of these magazines. 1-800-584-2788.
I also just like to remind people that they can make their donation on foodschmooze.org, because I know that they'll be on our website looking for recipes anyway. So just make sure you click on that red button on the corner and you will go to our pledge page. Maybe you'll find a magazine that you love there, or another gift.
Health magazine.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that magazine. Family Circle, that's one of our old school magazines, still going strong, which is amazing. Parents, the magazine Shape. I know around about January, you're going to want that coming in the mail.
Yep.
Cooking Light magazine, in preparation for this, I started going through all these issues. I was just like knocked out by the articles in here and the recipes and the tips in Cooking Light. There are tricks that you can use. You can do a quick chicken piccata with sauteed lemon slices and make this pan sauce in about a minute and use something very simple to bread the chicken, and it's 459 calories for that dinner by the time you're done with it. How to do a steak salad with butternut squash and cranberries. This is a way to do these peanut shrimp and broccoli rolls. This is one of my favorite things because it has, you buy a bottled peanut sauce and then add a little lime to it, at least I do. And then you roll these up and they are so fun to eat. Adults and kids love these. And the calorie thing is so crazy. It's 198 calories for one roll. And it is so jam-packed that you really, because of the ingredients and the
satisfying
crunch. Yeah, so satisfying. Anyway, for $6 a month, pick out a gift for yourself, exclusive to the Food Schmooze page and the toll-free number. Bring your charge card, 1-800-584-2788. Shortly, we're going right back to the show, and we've got more great stuff to tell you.
I'm going to give you one more tip that I saw both in Food and Wine and in Rachel Ray Every Day. Now, this is about a spiral food, too, but not exactly a vegetable. You can make sort of spiralized hot dogs. Stay with me. I'm going to tell you the benefit. You put a skewer through your hot dog.
Yeah. Let's all have a sip of champagne. Okay, go ahead.
Put a skewer through the hot dog, through the whole thing. And then you take your knife and you just kind of run it along the hot dog and it makes a spiral. Take the hot dog off of the skewer, then you cook it. Now, here's the benefit. It looks like a slinky almost. It's a slinkified hot dog, and that leaves a lot of space in that hot dog for you to put your chili and maybe you want to have a BLT hot dog. You want to load that thing up with some cheese.
I like this.
Yeah, it's the spiralized hot dog.
We all like this.
Thank you, Rachel Ray.
Okay.
So 1-800-584-2788.
Come on, it's worth it just for that one recipe.
Right. Don't you want a hot dog right now?
And yeah, because all those little spiral parts will get caramelized. Ooh, it's crispy, almost like having brownie pan that's all sides.
Corners.
Yes, really. That, I love that.
Creates more space for all that relish and good stuff to go.
Okay, there's a whole section in this particular Cooking Light that I'm looking at, and I love this idea. They give you one shopping list, and you can make three dinners out of it.
Oh,
Isn't that great? If you can join us at the $6 a month level, or you just prefer to give a one-time gift of $72 or more, it's up to you, you get, as a donor, to pick from a variety of food magazine and lifestyle magazines, thanks to the publishers supporting public broadcasting.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. And show the Food Schmooze some love. Support us and get a magazine every month that will make you think of us when it comes.
Mm-hmm. Trying to love you back. Trying to give you as much as we can come up with. And we curate on your behalf. And it's an amazing experience to put the show together. We love being together. We love the sense that we're together with you, that you have a chair at the table. And I don't say that as some, you know, dish towel slogan. It really does feel like we're all at a party together.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call to support us, or go to our website, foodschmooze.org, red button on the right-hand corner of the page, and thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked Cornbread out of sight. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'm Faith Middleton, and of course you know that you can sign up for this show's podcast. It's a copy of the show that comes to you every week. You just sign up one time, and then you can listen on your schedule, and that's how many people do it. Let's go right to this sparkling wine, very dry, J. Lorenz, but that's okay. We're going to say it just like you would look at it. J. Lorenz is what you would say at your wine store, but we've got it on the website, the label and everything. $17 a bottle for this is an amazing thing. This is almost like France's version of Prosecco.
This is way older. So this is the region in the south of France, Limoux. They say they've been making sparkling wine since the 1500s, and they have historical records to prove it.
And that predates champagne?
By hundreds of years. And the reason is they use this grape Mozzac that ripens really late. And so historically what happened would be they'd harvest so late that fermentation, just because it uses a yeast, would stop in the winter when it got cold. They'd close the bottles with cork, and then in the springtime it would start fermenting again, and you get all the bottles, and that's what makes champagne so special.
Yeah.
We love it,
but we can't call this champagne, right?
You know, classically, it's sparkling wine. And champagne is sparkling wine, too, but this is, you know, French sparkling wine.
So it's really dry, yet there's a little...
Are you guys getting some apples?
A little touch of green apple.
Get a little grapefruit or pineapple too.
I get a little lemon note to it.
You get the bready sort of.
And I love the little bubbles.
That's what makes it good.
The teeny little bubbles that just never.
Bubbles
stop.
Are very refined here, so it's not overpowering on the palate. So it's really luscious and
makes you smile.
There is something about drinking sparkling wine that it does. There's something so
Sunday brunch
buoyant.
It's refreshing, right? The bubbles. First, you get the tactile experience in your mouth. You're getting all the like tickles from the bubbles, and then as you swallow, you know, it's just has that beautiful after flavors. And I mean, champagne is just fun to drink.
People grew up thinking a sparkling wine, you can only have it at one time. In other words, you can have it as a toast, or they thought you can have it as people come in the door, or you can have it with dessert. But you certainly wouldn't have it through the meal. And we have for years on this show said to you, that isn't really how it works.
That's not true anymore.
No, and I just drink it through an entire meal, start to finish.
It's the only wine that goes with absolutely everything.
Even to dessert.
If you're at a dinner table with four different people, you're at a restaurant, you each order something different. You were having a steak. You were having sole.
Because it has acidity,
having chicken.
Right? That goes with food.
And it would work with every single one of ours.
You know, this
it really does.
This particular sparkler is interesting because it has that quality of either matching something or playing off as its opposite. So if something is super creamy, you go to this to kind of cut that.
Clean your palate.
And have that yin-yang thing going on, and that's fun. Or there's something that is bright. There's a seafood or something, and this somehow works with
goes
that,
right
too.
With it.
What do you think? Would you have a sparkling wine with red sauce? I'd certainly have it with white pasta sauce.
I'm not afraid of red sauce
in wine. No, I'm not either. I would have this sparkling wine with spaghetti sauce.
You would?
Yes.
I don't think there's...
I'd have it with pizza. I'll tell you that.
So what's the difference then?
Yeah.
There's nothing
Cheese.
That's going to contradict it.
Nope.
I mean, there's no tannins to get in the way of anything. You could do it with spicy food even. There's no tannins.
Asian. What do you have with Vietnamese or Thai food? Yeah. There's very few
Indian.
White wines, especially when you have something really spicy. It can wipe the wine out.
Yeah. So we put a picture of the label online all the time when we do a wine on the show that we think is a real find. Thank you, Alex, for sending this. And we also say online who the distributor is. Some wine stores can't carry everything, and we don't expect them to. It's so much more efficient to just call ahead and read the label to them. There you go.
Really helpful for them.
And I think this, I'd be drinking a lot of this with my Thanksgiving. If I had cornbread stuffing with chorizo, I would love this. If I had just the turkey, I am a Pinot Noir fan with turkey, but I would be very happy with the brightness of this. And it's so festive.
You always throw a little raspberry and it's so pretty. And
or
it looks like
a cranberry, Alex, depending on the holiday, right?
Sure.
It's really fun. If you like Prosecco, you're going to love this.
If you like French champagne as well. So it's Méthode Champenois. It's made by a French winemaker who specializes in champagne. He's able to go find this land that allows him to make something that's made just like a champagne, but for much less money.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not going to tell people, right? Yeah, when people come to my house and I have that in my fridge, I'm like, what do you have? I'm like, I have a champagne. But they can get in trouble for saying it. I can't.
No one would ever know.
And it's French, right?
Because we happen to be champagne nuts on the show.
And that's champagne.
And I would say this. There is a richness to this that I'm not going to find in Prosecco.
Alex said that yeasty, right? What is that?
That's what makes it. The toasty.
That toastiness.
Ready toasty.
Okay, so online, $17 a bottle, and that is if you're not buying it by the case, and it's even less. So go online to foodschmooze.org. Okay, can we talk about using spices for a rub? You may detect a theme here. It is how to be careful with the calories and yet get a big power flavor boost.
Maximum flavor.
You don't have to like drown something in fat to do that.
No.
You really
almost
don't.
Does the opposite. Too much fat almost takes away from flavor. Right?
Yeah, I agree. So using spice as a rub for meat, I was talking about one of my favorites is za'atar.
Mm.
It's very almost kind of lemony and very interesting Middle Eastern spice. I have put it in my spaghetti sauce.
Cumin's another good one. Makes everything taste like meat and gives, right? Like cumin on vegetables is so good.
Yeah, that's right. I used to go out and buy that full-fat hamburger meat because I just loved that fat flavor. You know, it's so amazing. You know, it's delicious.
Sure.
I thought, wait a minute, what happens if, and you've heard us say this a million times, but we like to tell you, what happens if I take one pat of butter or one teaspoon of bacon fat, one teaspoon of duck fat, rub that on top of your swordfish, any kind of
just at the very
fish
end.
Steak.
Yeah.
Just before serving. Mm. If you've got beef that is low fat, you could use a capful of olive oil if you can't have butter, or one skinny slice of butter, and you rub it on the top. And I'm telling you, you bite into that thing, and every bite tastes like a fat-filled hamburger.
One of the fats that I always use is I use bacon fat because it's got so much of that smoke flavor already built into it.
Mm.
And you don't have to use a lot.
What do you put it on, Mark?
I love to cook my eggs in the morning in it. I'll take a half of an avocado, slice it up thin, put it into the frying pan with maybe like a half a teaspoon of bacon fat, and then put my fried egg right over the top of that. When
When
we're talking about roasted vegetables earlier, I'll take that stoneware and I'll just take the bacon fat and I just rub it all over that pan and then I put the vegetables on it.
Put that in the oven.
Ooh. And let all the vegetables like the fennel and the potatoes and the onions and just soak up all that bacon fat and just crispy in that. And it's so delicious.
Wow, I am so glad you said that. First of all, I want to eat everything you said. And number two, you reminded me that one of the greatest things that you can do, let's say you're having steak and there's this beautiful juice that is running, if you have a carving board or whatever, you've got this juice from the steak in the platter. Take a teaspoon or spill it off and put it in a little jar. The next time you make salad dressing, you put in one tablespoon of the beef juice into that salad dressing. This is an old French chef trick. It gives a body to your dressing like you cannot believe.
Yeah.
And this is a trick you can use to use a little bit of dressing without drowning it and having your little salad be 2,000 calories.
We do broths in our salad dressings a lot of times.
Really?
You know, the
chicken stuff?
Yeah, the chicken, you know, the stuff you get in the Permalat box, if you have that in your refrigerator like I do. And when you're making your salad dressing, cut back the oil and replace it with that chicken broth. And you can use a vegetable one. You can use a beef one. We've even done it with clam juice. As long as you're doing it, you know, the salad dressing is with shellfish. And it cuts
like
down.
Like shrimp or something.
Yeah, when you're doing it with shrimp or even
with clam. How much do you put in? I really want to try this.
We'll take it back half. So say the what, say the salad
what's
dressing.
Being cut in half, the olive oil?
Yeah, or whatever oil is in the dressing, right? Uh-huh. Whether it be a canola oil or whatever. So let's say the recipe has a quarter cup of oil or a half a cup of oil. Take half of that out, put in the broth in place of, so you get the same liquid, but you don't get the fat and the calories, and I think you get even more flavor because you're adding in all these other things.
See, I'm liking your tip even better than my tip, because you're cutting back on the olive oil. I'm just adding to the richness of the olive oil. But I think yours is much smarter.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just an easy way to cut back.
Just add them both.
But diplomat.
But you've seen the problem with ordering a salad, right, at a restaurant or even having a salad at home. Yeah, the salad's not the problem, right? The bowl of lettuce and vegetables, that's all good. It's just when you take the, let's say blue cheese dressing and a tablespoon of that,
ranch.
You might as well have the steak.
Yeah.
Let me make a suggestion. There are a lot of people who have to watch out for salt. And a lot of these chicken broths that are on the shelf are going to have a lot of salt
Very
in
good
them.
Point.
Two things. One, always look for the lowest amount of sodium. There's a couple brands I like Kitchen Basic. Even Rachel Ray's is very low in sodium.
And sure they don't have MSG either.
Yep, that's a sodium tube. And then the other thing is when you get your salad dressing recipe or if you make your own, just don't add any salt until the end and then taste it. So the amount of sodium that's in the chicken broth will replace the amount of salt that you were going to put in your salad dressing, because all salad dressings have oil, vinegar, and salt.
Very quickly, everybody share what you've got on making kind of a no salt or minimal salt marinara, the simple way, the way Italian grandmothers do. How would you do it, Chris?
I just take a can of tomatoes, I put it in a pot, to that add onion powder, a good glug of olive oil, and then I just take it and I put it on the stove, you know, till it starts cooking, and then I just hit it with my immersion blender, and then at the end I throw fresh basil in it, and that's it, done.
You can double the basil. There are things you can do to give it flavor that distracts from the lack of salt.
So here's how my Spanish mom makes the best tomato sauce. So she takes a big glug of olive oil in a saute pan, slivers her garlic so it just flavors the oil, adds her sliced onions, green pepper, and then really ripe tomatoes, and you only cook it until everything's soft, maybe 15 minutes, a little sprinkle of kosher salt. Those fresh ingredients are so delicious on pasta. Mm. I almost prefer it than something cooked forever.
Yeah,
so
me
fresh
too.
And delicious.
Me too. This cool. is fun. All right, we're going to take a quick break with you because we've got a whole array of food magazines to give you as a free thank you gift for supporting the station, being a donor that keeps the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and this entire team of very smart, adorable, talented people on the air with me and also the shows that you love here on Connecticut Public Radio. And we love being with you and hope you will help keep us going. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. And you get to pick out any of the food magazines that publishers have agreed to give us in support of the public broadcasting set of values.
Yeah, there is a food magazine here for every kind of cook and eater. There's Food and Wine, which is sort of a little fancy. There's Eating Well for our really health conscious listeners. Cooking Light for people who have all kinds of diets and food restrictions. You will find some very good eating in Cooking Light. And also, if you're like me, you know, maybe you're a mom. Rachel Ray is kind of more my speed. I just read in Rachel Ray where you can take a sponge and do a kind of DIY ice pack. I love this tip. You take a clean kitchen sponge, wet it, you squeeze it, get most of the water out, but leave some, put that in a plastic Ziploc bag and freeze it overnight.
Wow.
Ice pack, DIY ice pack for your kids' lunches or really anyone who's packing a lunch can steal this tip.
That is so good.
That's right.
And you know, you mentioned Food and Wine, and one of the things that they do, I mean, they do real recipes, you know, but they also have these tips. For instance, here was a tip that Food and Wine's Justin Chappell talked about where he wants really ripe bananas to make his banana bread. Mm. So he said there's a thing you can do. He bakes them in a 350-degree oven until the peels turn dark all over and the fruit is soft to the touch. Takes about 5-7 minutes. And he just slices through the peels and scoops out the fruit, and you've got ripe bananas for your banana bread. This is what makes these magazines really fun. It's the helpful tips to make your way about the kitchen, as well as instruction about how to make something. I like, Robin, what you said about how there is something for everybody and at every level. We like to talk on this show about every kind of cook, whether you're just starting out. We all feel here, even though we've been around food quite a lot, that you just never stop learning things, and that's the great part of it. Toll free, 1-800-584-2788.
I know you can get all of this stuff online, but there is just something about having cooking from, I should say, a magazine. You know, I don't always have my iPad with me in the kitchen, and even when I do, I don't always have the right thing to prop it up to cook from it, but I always have my magazines.
Do you have one of those little boards with a clip and clothespins? What do you use?
Small child.
Yeah, that's right. Hold
Stand
this for
here.
Me. I don't care how advanced we become technologically, I still want my magazines, yeah. A physical magazine.
You know, there's something
tactile.
Irreplaceable, yes, Alex, about holding the thing in my hands.
And you know what the thing for me is? It's curated by someone, just like the show is by you and
for
us.
For the month.
When you get a magazine, someone put that together.
You.
And Alex said it earlier. It's always so timely, too. So now you're starting to see all the, like, holiday stuff coming up in these magazines. So you can start thinking about Christmas and Thanksgiving and all these holidays coming. And the magazines put you in that mindset. Mm.
And by the way, when you call up, if you want that magazine sent to somebody else as a gift, you can do that.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Hanukkah, speaking of any number of holidays that are coming our way, feel free, birthdays, whatever it might be, or just, you know, a just because. My sister does that with me. I just get a just because.
Oh, that's cute.
Present.
I love
so,
that's
okay,
my favorite.
So it's toll free, 1-800-584-2788. And as Robin likes to say, you can also go online to Foodschmooze. S-C-H like school, M-O-O like the cow, Z-E, foodschmooze.org. The O-R-G is there because it means we're nonprofit and we're non-commercial. So foodschmooze.org, and you'll see the list of things to pick out for yourself. And when you get to that our page, there's a button in the top right-hand corner, and you just select. Then the whole world of these thank you gifts opens up to you, and you get to, you know, do what you want.
Yeah, so, donor's choice.
Okay, 1-800-584-2788.
Or go to foodschmooze.org and click the red donate button on the right to go to the Foodschmooze exclusive pledge page. Thank you so much.
I'm Faith Middleton, and this is the Food Schmooze Party, offering the richness of life and coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York. New York including Westchester County, the east end of Long Island. That means the Hamptons, too. The senior producer is Robin Doyen Aiken. And to hear the show on Connecticut Public Radio, it airs Thursdays at 3 and 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. You can get our podcast, talk with us on Facebook. It just goes on and on. This is a special edition of the show. Can we do desserts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, sticking with this almost Mediterranean philosophy of intense flavor in small doses. So I like to put out a little scoop of ice cream and, you know, one delicious killer chocolate truffle or some amazing one or two small amazing cookies or, you know what I mean, where you've got that huge chocolate hit and then you've got your ice cream and you've had a very big dinner.
Do you slice your truffle in half so you see the juicy inside?
No, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Okay. That's really good.
Get two for the price of one.
You know what I love this time of year? One of my favorite things is pumpkin ice cream. And Shady Glen only comes out with it in the fall.
Manchester, nice. Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. So I get my Shady Glen pumpkin ice cream, and then I crumble up some ginger snaps on top of it.
Ooh, heaven.
Come back with me for this idea of what can you serve that's got intense power, but it's not 20 million calories.
I've got a champagne one I've done before. Remember where you do the stainless steel bowl and you add some lemon sorbet, add a little sparkling wine, a little champagne, take a spatula and just sort of fold the sorbet into the champagne without killing all the bubbles. You want to keep the bubbles. Add just a drizzle of cream just to sort of lighten it up. Pour this into a flute glass, and it's just such a refreshing, clean after dinner, washes your palate, not a lot of sugar or calories, refreshing, pretty.
Wow. Do you want one little piece of chocolate with it?
Yeah. Let's forget that.
Yes, you do.
Let's just do the chocolate.
That would be my heaven, what you just made.
A shaving of chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Just one little piece of chocolate with that lemony thing. Wow.
A little raspberry.
So good. Chocolate. Yes. Yeah.
I want to bring back the peach Melba. Do you remember
dessert?
And that's my cheater's kind of quick dessert. And I don't even get peaches. You can buy really good can buy really good canned peaches.
Yeah.
And then you take those. You need that little liquor that's in there too. And I put it in a little cup. It can even be a wine glass. And if you want to do it real quick, just put a little scoop of ice cream on top and then another peach and then drizzle that juice over the top. And it could be as simple as that. It could be as simple as that.
Don't we need some raspberry in there, though?
That's
peach.
Bourbon. But see, I'm talking about the cheaters, like quick version. You don't have to get all fancy. Put a cookie in there, and you're done.
This is why Jacques Pepin, when he has done his series Fast Food My Way, he'll do instant cookies where he takes a slice of bread, puts butter on it on both sides, and puts cinnamon sugar on top, and then sticks it under the broiler, flips it over so both sides are done, and then cuts it in little sticks.
So it's like biscotti almost.
And that's how he would make instant cookies for his granddaughter, Shori. Yeah.
So Chris just reminded me, we took her paella pan after grilling the other night, and then I just sliced peaches in half, put a small amount of butter, put the peaches cut side down, and just allow them to sort of caramelize a little bit. You can do a little brown sugar if you want. And then in honor of Faith, I did a little drizzle of bourbon and the bourbon flambéed.
Oh, yeah.
Caramelized peaches. Good. And you can use the not-so-ripe ones, right? Because you want a harder peach so it gets nice and caramelized.
Let's go over that again.
Easy.
So peaches, ice cream, drizzle of bourbon.
Delicious.
And a little butter. And if you flambé it outside, you don't care, you know, because you're not in the house.
That's dramatic.
Oh, and I did a little cinnamon if you want to. Just a little sprinkle on the top, or you could do nutmeg.
Yeah, you don't have to go all crazy for
dessert. A few pecans.
Mm. Oh, and the butter. Yeah. Is anyone doing biscuits, like even out of a tube with a little strawberry? You can put strawberries together so
that's
quickly.
A great idea.
The buttermilk biscuits?
Yeah.
Oh,
those are really good.
They're
but
not
you
bad,
know,
right?
You know how we on the show like to do the baguette with melted chocolate on it?
Under the broiler.
Under the broiler. Oh. Bit of butter, and at the end, just a little light sprinkle of sea salt, and then you just slice up that baguette with the chocolate topping, and it's very much like having a donut because it's warm, it's just out of the oven, it's not expensive, you can use baker's chocolate, it's just wonderful.
I absolutely love that.
It's like that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember on this show, you know, if we go back, we had read what people were using for the raft? For the chocolate. In other words, what could you put chocolate on to have it feel like a chocolate-covered cookie? And what we saw at the time, and I will never forget it, is just the old-school saltines that have the salt on them.
Oh, yeah.
Salt and chocolate.
A lot of chocolate. Yeah. Line them up on a baking sheet, chocolate chips on top of each one. Put them in the hot oven, and they would just melt. Take them out and let them slightly harden up a little, and there you have a chocolate-covered cookie. People were doing it with Ritz crackers that has that sort of fake buttery flavor and chocolate on it. You know, I mean, there was the bread.
Yeah.
And remember, I think I made at home those cornflake – and chocolate things, Dory Greenspan's idea,
yeah.
and melted chocolate and then put the cornflakes in, and you take a tablespoonful of it and put it on the sheet and then put it, I can't remember if it was in the freezer or in the refrigerator, and there you go. Okay, so we get all freaked out when we rush seasons, and especially when stores do. But there is something to cutting the stress at Thanksgiving by starting now when prices are lower and getting certain things that you have room for.
Takes the weight off when it comes because it's coming.
Or you can, for fun, start going online or going through any of the food magazines you picked out for yourself and just start getting ideas and thinking, okay, I'm going to do a straight traditional meal like I always do because everybody expects it, but I'm going to add one new thing. You might say, I'm sick of the tradition and I want to do something kind of new wave. I'm going for all kinds of really great things. I'm going Southwestern with my turkey and, you know, whatever you want to do.
Frying it in the driveway.
Thank you all. And Robin Duyan Aiken, senior producer, and I are here to tell you that this is something we want to thank the publishing industry for. They have decided to offer all these food magazines and lifestyle magazines to us so that we can give them to you as a thank you gift for your contribution, your donation to keep us going. And it's an amazing kind of cycle. We've been here for a long time doing just this, and we very much appreciate your support. Robin's going to tell you about all the magazines you have to choose from.
For a gift of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, you can pick from Food and Wine, of course, Eating Well, Cooking Light, Rachel Ray Every Day. And then if you like home design or things like that, you can get Better Homes and Gardens. You'll also find recipes there. Parents, Shape, Health, Travel and Leisure, Southern Living, where you will also find recipes because these guys know that you love to cook. So for a gift of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, you can pick the magazine that speaks most to you. Call this number, 1-800-584-2788, or go online to our website, foodschmooze.org, and click the red donate button in the right-hand corner of the page, and you will see our Food Schmooze exclusive pledge page, something that is curated with gifts just for you.
Mm-hmm. We've had the best time going through these magazines. One of the ones that has entertained me the most is Cooking Light. I found it inspiring to, I'm just talking personally, to use all these tricks to have whole food that tastes really good, has big flavor, and uses tricks to cut back on salt and fat and things basically we don't need so much of. We like to indulge on the show, that is for sure, but within reason. So I really liked my time with Cooking Light. I learned so many things.
We all cook from magazines or get magazines because they are so inspiring. They inspire us to cook. And it's part of why you listen to the show, too. Faith's ideas inspire you. Show your gratitude with your $6 a month donation. You become a sustainer at that level or a one-time gift of $72. And it is so appreciated.
If you can join us at the $6 a month level to make a donation here at the station, you get to pick out one of these food or lifestyle magazines, Rachel Ray Every Day, Cooking Light, Eating Well, Family Circle, Health Magazine, Travel and Leisure, Parents, Shape, one of my favorites, Southern Living, Better Homes and Gardens, and an important one these days, Diabetic Living. So many people struggling with glucose control, either as pre-diabetes or full-blown diabetes. So a magazine is helpful. It's inspiring to read them.
Usually we share a book that we love with people, but this time it's donor's choice. You get to have any of these magazines that fits your cooking style or your lifestyle. Again, for a gift of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, anything really is so appreciated. dial 1-800-584-2788 or go to foodschmooze.org. If you dial the 1-800 number, a very nice person will answer, and you can talk to him or her about which magazine you would like to get and get that ball rolling so that the first of the issues starts to come in right around the time when you need some inspiration for your holiday cooking.
I saw a recipe in one of these calorie-sensitive food magazines that were offering, and it was for shrimp-fried cauliflower rice. Mm. And I thought, wow,
that
I want
delicious.
That.
Sounds
delicious. And,
yeah, cauliflower rice is all the rage now, too.
Yeah, and it's this idea also of using these zucchini noodles or squash noodles, the zoodles, we call them. You use them with pasta if you're just trying to break into this world. So you do half pasta and half of these vegetable noodles, and that way you still get the feel of the whole thing, but you've only had half the calories of the, you know, flour-based pasta. So this is a good way to break in, and then you can go forward from there. And it's all in the sauce anyway. Okay. Please send us $6 a month because we really want to send you the chance to pick out one of these magazines as our thank you gift. It is free, just our way of saying thanks, thanks to the publishers. And $72 one-time gift, or you can do it by the month at $6. No matter what you do, sometimes we have dollar-a-day people, and just very generous people, and kids giving us their lemonade money. It's just amazing the way that people make public radio happen. So we feel a real part of that, and we thank you very much. 1-800-584-2788.
Or make your donation at foodschmooze.org. And thanks.